WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 74, in case you're wondering. Yesterday's rainfall at Eastward Airport, 0.8 inches. More on the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. A Brazos County District Court jury has found a Bryan man not guilty of sex crimes, a now 24-year-old woman said took place 11 years ago. 32-year-old Eric Macias was indicted last January after the woman notified the district attorney's office. That's while prosecutors were preparing for another trial against Macias involving allegations reported by the woman's younger sister. According to online records, Macias, who was indicted in the first case in April 2011, has had 7 trial dates come and go. No trial date's been reset in the first case where Macias is accused of indecency with a child 9 years ago. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters presented next year's proposed budget at this week's Commissioner's Court meeting. He brought up the possible replacement of 11 law enforcement vehicles with Ford Explorers, a model that's been taken off the streets in Galveston and Austin. Peters says most people believe carbon monoxide issues are due to aftermarket parts installed on those vehicles.
We may have to plug in some monitors in there.
Peters says the Explorers, which cost more, are better than the cars they are replacing.
That's what our fleet maintenance director tells us, that they seem to begin to have problems a lot earlier in life than what we would have hoped. So we can't get anywhere near as many years out of them.
The sheriff's office will get 7 new vehicles, along with 2 for the jail and constable precincts. 1 and 2 would get 1 each. New leader of the American Legion in Texas is from Bryan. John Hines elected state commander during the Legion's 99th annual convention in Killeen. John and his wife, Jerry, active members of the local Legion's Earl Graham Post 159. State Legion represents 75,000 veterans. Hines to spend the next year traveling around the state advocating for veteran services and benefits. The combination of continued construction in College Station and the what seems to be long ago triple-digit weather has reached the College Station City Council. Whether construction companies should be allowed to start sooner than 7 in the morning depends on your perspective. During last week's council meeting, Mayor Carl Mooney spoke about an email he received from the mother of an A&M student in Northgate.
Mother who's concerned about her son who lives in the Rise. And the construction has started early right there in the new adjacent high-rise that's under construction.
Julie Schultz had the opposite concern, joining construction companies who cannot start pouring concrete until later in the day.
They've had some health and safety issues. They're out there in the middle of the day, and they've had workers have, illness.
Council decided to consider waiving the 7 a.m. rule at their next meeting a week from tonight. Outside of Bryan and College Station, the electric company for most of the Brazos Valley is building a new power plant. Entergy receiving state approval to build a natural gas-fired plant near Willis in Montgomery County. Construction won't start for another year and a half. When completed 4 years from now, Entergy estimates fuel savings to pay off the cost of construction after less than 10 years of operation. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 6, the temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Good morning at 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Lots of clouds continue through the night, a few showers and thunderstorms, low to mid-70s. Partial sun developing on Thursday with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a bit over 90, back down to 75 at night. Friday, sun and clouds, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. Hot, high temperature Friday in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Mike Fitch has been named the new public address announcer for Aggie men's basketball. Meanwhile, the Astros fell to the Rays while the Rangers ended their homestand with a win over the Mariners. And in the NFL, the season hasn't even started and there are already injuries. Will Fuller is out for the Texans with a shoulder injury indefinitely. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, there's no doubt food deliver. Bill, welcome. I know you're glad to be up early.
Just a jolly good old morning.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know, and you get to do it for a couple of days in a row. Yeah. That'll be
well.
But, you know,
and then I get to go retrace the steps of Miss Reavers.
So. Ah, yeah, that's it. So there, okay,
all right.
That's what that vacation thing does. We have a story about that later on today.
Oh, awesome!
Feeling guilty about taking time off.
Well, not me.
I know. And we'll ask her when she gets back. So we'll see. So there's no doubt that food delivery is probably. I don't know. It's not your top job, right? Not a top-tier job.
Yeah, awfully not. Frustrating for those who deliver and get stiffed.
Ah. Yeah. What did you know that I was going to do this story about the Redondo Beach woman who got... she's a little on edge after a pizza delivery driver was upset because she did not give him a tip.
Oh.
And, in fact, kind of left a menacing message. So her name is Lauren Ledford, and she... She read
I delivered you a pizza not long ago, and it was given and was not given a tip. I'm just kind of high, so I need your tip money to stay toasty. If it turns out that the delivery driver is me again, and you do not tip yet again, I'm gonna probably rob you. I'm joking, but not really. And it seems that he is very unstable. I've
Redondo Beach is where
people have walked out and not left me anything, and I'm not seeking them out, leaving them four-page letters. I think a lot of people would brush it off and say, oh, ha-ha, that's a funny letter.
He left a four-page note.
Wow.
Yeah, not happy.
He must have been really toasty.
Yeah, I think.
I was just trying to figure out if it was a marijuana state or not.
So. No, well, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, I could see if it's Colorado.
Yeah.
And California is too, though, right, I think?
She said.
I thought California's medicinal.
Oh, okay.
Or is it all the way now?
She said that she had received the angry rant the day before after having the pizza delivered by the driver a few days prior. A company which receives on-demand orders through its phone app operates a network of drivers who bring food to people's houses. Okay.
Well, so, all right.
all I've got to say is, wah.
Yeah, she said that she thought a tip was included in the price. But again,
nice try.
Like it never has been for pizza. Yeah.
But again, to say if you do it again, I might rob you. Just joking. Not really. A little menacing, I think, is probably fair to say.
Probably a little much.
The deal is just buy Totino's or whatever they do. What is that? DiGiorno's. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
Info.
Mason.
Whatever your favorite.
Just hold the onions.
Yeah, their store-bought pizza might be.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So there's that.
How much time did it take to write that letter?
Well, again, four pages, yeah. Which means, and who knows, maybe he has it saved somewhere.
It's like a form letter?
Yeah, exactly. Uses it over and over.
Yeah, talk about wasting time while getting high.
Yeah.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, there you go. It's Thursday. It's August the 3rd, day 215. Got 150 of them to go. It'd be Watermelon Day. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, to celebrate that kind of thing. Easily available, readily available around here.
You have to check when the Hempstead Watermelon Festival
is. All right, well, you know, and back in the day, I can remember seeing the way that they would, down in the Brazos Bottom, the way that they would harvest the watermelons is they had old school buses that they had cut the window bar, some of the window bars out, the support windows. Of course, the windows were gone too, and they would just load the school bus up with watermelons
right through the window.
Yeah,
and we missed it by about 3 weeks.
Oh, did we? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you haul watermelons for a day. That's probably
A good workout.
I would think it probably is. It's also Indian Pale Ale Day, if you do that.
I guess because they have to.
Yeah. Alligator Awareness Day.
Oh, I'm aware.
Like it shouldn't be an awareness every day.
Yeah, and probably from
shoot them, Elizabeth.
Yeah, shoot them. That's it. Probably from a distance would be okay too.
Yeah.
Clean your floors day if you need to.
I was early for that.
You know, and that's the thing. Do you wait till the day to actually celebrate that? If your floor needs to be clean,
you
if you don't
do it now,
which leads sweep your floor day.
Okay. You do have a sweep your floor day?
I'm looking. Sweep your floor day.
There should be one.
I don't see one. Can we start one?
Well. Have to decide what kind of a celebration.
Of course, we've got to get it sponsored first.
Yeah, that's true. I was looking to see the history of Clean Your Floors Day is rather the history of floors and their cleaning.
Yeah, Martha Stewart's on the first page of the search, though.
Oh, throughout history, keeping the house clean has always been a bit of an important chore, but the methods with which we would clean them sometimes was different. In some years, entire floors were covered with rushes, a type of plant that would make the floor easier to walk on, would help prevent making the bottoms of your feet dirty, and generally making the room and home more pleasant. Every year, all the rushes would be hauled out of the home and replaced with new ones.
Huh.
So that's a little bit different concept.
Yeah.
Now, you celebrate Clean Your Floor Day by finally getting down and cleaning the floor, of course, whether it's the rug that needs to be taken out and beaten and get all the dust and grime out of it, or the carpets need to be steam cleaned and well vacuumed. Clean Your Floor Day is a day that you should make it happen. So,
however you do it.
They used to put reeds on the floor, see? Different time. And grab some nuts day. Almonds would be my preference.
But,
you know, we can have pecans here, if you think about that.
Very true.
So, dude, I haven't got birthdays, too.
And we do got birthdays. Ryan Lochte is 33.
Huh. You know, 5 years
still
ago.
Still stuck in Brazil.
Yeah, 5 years ago, we wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, we wouldn't have known who he was. Yeah. Now he's made a name for himself as an Olympic medal winning swimmer, of course, and
liar.
Yeah. Evangeline Lilly is 38. She was Kate on Lost.
Okay.
Of course, she was in the Hobbit movies and Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady is 40.
Oh, hey. Yeah. All right.
Mr. Giselle.
Yeah, just did the story about him leading the merchandise sales in the NFL yesterday.
Yeah, so. And I've got a story we'll do later on today. Apparently, there's a wax likeness of him in some museum that's not like him at all. Apparently,
oh, wow.
It looks creepy bad, so we'll find out about that.
Those are always great.
Yeah.
Michael Ealy is 44 from Sleeper Cell and Almost Human. Spinderella of Salt and Peppa.
Huh? Yeah.
You know who that is, don't you, Scott?
Sure, I'm all over that, yeah.
She's 46. Okay. Isaiah Washington is 54.
He's he went up in flames after getting bounced from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, definitely. James Hetfield of Metallica. He's 54. He's the lead singer guy.
Of course.
John C. McGinley is 58. Dr. Cox on Scrubs.
Oh, he's good.
He's funny.
Yeah.
And he was also Bob Slidell, of course, in
Office Space.
Wasn't he one of the last survivors on the Love Boat?
Maybe, I think.
Was that Ted McGinley?
Ted McGinley.
That was the Isaac the bartender. There's a lot of important things we don't know.
But we know that stuff, yeah. Jay North is 66.
Oh, Dennis the Menace?
That's right.
Wow,
right after Eddie Munster yesterday.
That's right.
John Landis is 67. Mm-hmm. He's a director of many comedies, including Animal House and the Blues Brothers, all that good stuff. Martha Stewart, you mentioned her earlier.
Wow.
She's 76.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Martin Sheen is 77.
Uh-huh. So miss him on West Wing.
Yeah. And I believe his...
Portrayal of the Kennedys.
Yeah,
both
yeah.
JFK and RFK.
That's right. Yeah.
I believe his real name is Ramon Estevez.
That's right.
You are correct.
And Tony Bennett is 91.
Wow. Was just here a couple of years ago singing.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Marv Levy... former Buffalo Bills coach
and
is Chiefs. 92.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Antoine Fisher, the real Antoine Fisher.
Huh.
He'd be 58 years old. All right, there you go, 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, a former Obama aide is now considered a person of interest in the House Intelligence Committee's unmasking investigation. Sarah Carter, Circa News, again, a bombshell report claiming House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, well, he sent a letter to the National Security Agency requesting the number of unmaskings made by Ben Rhodes from January 2016 to January 2017. Oh, let's see, Rhodes, who worked closely with former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who became a focus of the committee during its review of classified information to assess whether laws were broken regarding NSA intercepted communications of President Trump, members of his administration, and other Americans before and after the election, according to congressional officials. By the way, mainstream media. Oh, I guess you're not interested in reporting that scandal.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method has guaranteed growth, even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
622 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Now to Florida. The 47-year-old woman's pipe for smoking cocaine was discovered in a bedroom during a burglary investigation at her home in Wildwood, Florida.
How old?
47. So Sumter County Sheriff's deputies had gone to the house Monday morning to investigate a burglary. Vicki Reimer gave deputies permission to enter her bedroom as part of the burglary investigation.
Mistake.
Dang. That's where they found the glass pipe and the burn
residue.
Yeah,
but that happens around here often enough. I just don't really pay much attention to these sets of circumstances anymore.
Do they put the two? I mean, does the, and I presume that it was her pipe and not a friend's. Don't know
whether she claimed it belonged to someone else.
Yeah. But it was in plain sight, according to the arrest report. She then did say that, oh, yeah, that's mine. So arrested on charges of possession of drug equipment and booked into the detention center. Released after posting. Now, see, is this not part of the problem? I mean, hate to get up on my
Is this another version of the drivers with 55,000 suspensions?
Posted $1,000 bond.
Boy, that's half of the driving offenses around here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can get out on a $2,000. Which is $200.
Yeah. You know. That's $1,000 bond. And I'm sure that she'll be clean for the rest of her life. There's no reason for me to be judgmental.
Yeah, that would be the other part of the story. What sort of history does she have?
Exactly. And so, you know, we'll file that away. We'll flag that story. Maybe we'll get a chance to hear about her again sometime.
Do when a follow-up.
She might happen to misbehave one more time and need the police to come to her assistance. But
yeah,
man.
And no indication whether she was under the influence at the time either.
Right. And I get it. I get it. You got a finite number of places to put these people. But dadgum.
Yeah, that'll be another going to be able to string out several stories from this week's unveiling of the Brazos County budget, and that's another one, that they're adding detention officers just for that reason. They've tried for years to keep, you know, employment down, but when your jail population keeps going up,
mm-hmm. what do?
You've got to add more detention officers.
Okay. Well, there. We're not going to delve off into, you know, the society problems and all that sort of stuff. But it's just.
Oh, why not?
At least we're not in Florida. Let's just say that.
But it is. Now, look, and every once in a while, we have to brush up against this world that there's a whole nother society that we're really not a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have to go in and do jury duty or you go in and cover a trial, for instance, you realize. There are a whole bunch of, and you know, Bill's, you do stories all the time about people with X number of
arrests.
Read
the arrest reports every day. You know,
exactly.
You know, 20 to 40 pages of stuff and don't have time. We could replace Glenn Beck every morning just by reviewing the arrest reports.
And many are, as they would call them, known characters. You know, they are. The law enforcement.
Well, in fact, most, if not all.
Yeah, the usual suspects.
As they call it. All right, 626.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Well, it's hard to deny that sometimes when you have a certain craving, it can drive you absolutely bonkers if you don't get to satiate that urge. But perhaps you shouldn't take it this far. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, I might understand if someone got this upset over something greasy and delicious like French fries or bacon, but a vegetable? A 58-year-old guy named Theodore Gunderson Jr. went to a Wendy's in New Holland, Pennsylvania on Sunday. That's about 50 miles west of Philadelphia. And he threatened to kill one of the employees because they didn't put enough cucumbers in his salad. First, he threw the salad at them. Then he said, quote, "If I had a gun or a knife, you would be the first to go." Not something you really ever want to say. Cops showed up and arrested him in the parking lot, you know, because of the terroristic threat. He's facing charges for aggravated assault, making terroristic threats, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct, all because his desire for cucumbers was just a little bit too strong. I got an idea for you, buddy. Maybe stop by the grocery store. There's almost an endless supply there, and I'm guessing they're a bit cheaper than an assault charge. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Check some weather at 6:28. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. Also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, got a 50-50 chance of showers today. We'll see if any of that's going to happen. Yesterday was pretty much a bust for us, but new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Okay, we'll see. Unless you get a thunderstorm. 92 is what our high is going to be today. We are going to have some clouds, so that'll help a little bit. 20% chance of rain tonight, and a 40% chance of rain on Friday. Back up to 50% on Saturday, and then Sunday we're right around 40% and Monday, too. So plenty of moisture coming in, it looks like. And the reason it feels a little bit better today is the winds came back in out of the northeast, and that's given us a little bit of a break. Currently, 88% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 75 degrees.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The cost of building the only nuclear power plant under construction in the U.S. has ballooned to more than $25 billion. But chief owner Southern Company says it isn't ready to throw in the towel on the project. Southern says it expects completion of the Georgia plant, which has already seen years of delays and rising costs, to be delayed by another 18 months until February 2021 at the earliest. The price would be split between Southern, three regional power companies, and Toshiba, whose Westinghouse electric unit went bankrupt earlier this year. XPO Logistics is going on a spending spree, setting aside up to $8 billion for acquisitions and planning to nearly double the hubs in its last-mile delivery network. The logistics and trucking firm is doubling down on its business to help retailers and other shippers fulfill online orders. Crude oil up 19 cents at $49.78 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's your money now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 7. The temperature is 74. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News, presented by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain and protect and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. While the cities of Austin and Galveston are taking Ford Explorers off their streets, they may be coming to Brazos County. That was part of County Judge Dwayne Peters' 2018 budget presentation at this week's Commissioner's Court meeting.
I know there was some bad publicity pop up in the last few days about carbon monoxide. I think most folks kind of believe it's aftermarket addition, some things that are added to it that may be causing the leaks.
Peter says the recommendation comes after learning the repair history of the cars that will be replaced.
They do cost more money, but just doesn't seem like the charges are holding up as well.
Next year's proposed county budget calls for replacing 11 law enforcement vehicles, 7 for the sheriff's office, 2 for the jail, and 1 apiece for constable precincts 1 and 2. Peter say they may install CO2 monitors on the Explorers. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk was surprised this week at the Sheriff's Association of Texas 140th Annual Conference. Kirk selected this year's recipient of a statewide award. Tom Telpson Award has been presented since 1975 as the association's highest tribute. More than 6 years after a Bryan man was indicted by a grand jury for a sex crime against an underage girl, he has been found not guilty of illegal contact against an older sister. A Brazos County District Court jury deliberated 5 hours yesterday before acquitting 32-year-old Eric Macias. This was a charge from a grand jury indictment earlier this year, as the district attorney's office was preparing for a trial involving the younger sister. Online court records do not indicate a trial date in the other case. A Robertson County man charged with 11 crimes in Brazos County District Courts admitted to 7, and the remainder were dropped. According to online court records, 20-year-old DeQuandrance Bella Bremond was sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2 separate cases, one shooting a man outside the King Mark convenience store in Bryan 3 years ago. Bell also admitted to trying to destroy cocaine during an arrest last year, also in Bryan. He also admitted to 5 other drug and weapons charges. 4 other charges, 3 of them misdemeanors, were either dismissed or prosecutors were barred from proceeding. One of 2 men admitted to their part in having a large amount of drugs in their apartment. According to online court records, 21-year-old Kyle Clayton faces 10 years in prison. But when his punishment is reviewed after 90 days, Clayton could receive 8 years of probation. He was also ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. According to the arrest report from Bryan, police officers seized 5,000 Xanax pills along with smaller quantities of psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, and oxycodone. Clayton told officers he sold the Xanax and marijuana. Clayton's roommates awaiting trial while out on bond. A Houston area man's admitted to his role in a smash-and-grab burglary at a Family Dollar store in Bryan last October. 24-year-old Corey Elams, one of five men arrested not only for burglary but for engaging in organized criminal activity. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Elam was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Cases against the four others remain pending. Prosecutors say Bryan police officers were waiting for the group based on a tip from the Pasadena Police Department. A week from tonight, when the College Station City Council has their next meeting, there will be consideration of allowing construction companies to start work earlier than 7 in the morning. This came after discussion last Thursday. Julie Schultzman was receiving a request from contractors.
What they wanted to see if there was some way to do a variance to start earlier, at least in the summer, and actually we exacerbated the problem with asking for concrete streets. The university and staff wants things to be complete in the summer before the students get back, so we're kind of putting them between a rock and a hard place with those times.
Carl Mooney heard from those who live in Northgate who think construction already starts too early in the morning.
I've received an email from a mother who is concerned about her son who lives in the Rise.
Council agreed to consider the contractor's request during the consent agenda a week from tonight. The electric provider for most of the Brazos Valley outside of Bryan and College Stations received permission from the Texas Public Utility Commission to proceed with building a new power plant near Willis. What Entergy's calling the Montgomery County Power Station will be a natural gas-fired plant. Construction scheduled to start in the first quarter of 2019 and be completed by the summer of 2021. Entergy estimating customer savings of $1.7 billion over a 30-year period. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 7. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September 7th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the roof of the College Station Hilton once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal team or fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with your friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org for more.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
Good morning, 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs are their priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's our... I was going to play this weather, but I think it's the KPWJ weather, which would be Peace 107. But we better not do that, huh? That would confuse people.
Might be a little confusing.
Yeah, because here we go.
Lots of clouds continue through the night. A few showers and thunderstorms, low to mid-70s. Partial sun developing on Thursday with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a bit over 90, back down to 75 at night. Friday, sun and clouds, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. Hot, high temperature Friday in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, suspensions and dismissals are shaking things up in the world of college football. We'll take a look at that. Meanwhile, the Rangers snapped their four-game losing streak with a win over the Mariners, while the Astros dropped one to the Rays in Houston. And Martin Keimer has withdrawn from the PGA Championship.
Oh, no. Say it's not true.
It's true.
Who's Martin Keimer?
Well, he's one of the guys. Oh, okay. So we'll take a look at all the details coming
Can
up
Can I
in
be
sports.
One of the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
What kind of endorsements does Martin Keimer have? Do we know?
I don't even know how to spell his name.
He won the PGA Championship in 2010.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So
fame is fleeting.
Earlier I said Will Fuller was out with a shoulder injury. It's Keimer who's out with a shoulder injury.
Oh,
Fuller's
okay.
out with a broken collarbone.
Oh, okay.
So,
Mr. Keimer, a German professional golfer.
Oh, that may be the reason. He's not from around here.
Rated number one in the world for 8 weeks back in 2011.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was looking at golf stories, and it was either that or Rory McIlroy is fired his caddy. So,
oh really?
Yeah,
that's why, because he didn't win.
Oh, okay. I guess so. Yeah.
Well,
so
he does. He does have a Twitter page.
Son, is Mr. Keimer, is he a United States citizen? Is he in the country legally? Because if not, you know, we're gonna sick Stephen Miller on
that's
him.
That's right.
Stephen Miller had a higher profile in the beginning of the Donald Trump administration.
Oh, we're not talking about our A&M friend.
Not talking Steve name. Miller. No, this would be Stephen Miller. He basically was part of the, you know, remember when they did the immigration rollout bill?
Which time?
The first one. And so he caught some heat. So he basically he'd been in the trenches, so to speak, just kind of working it rather than being out front. But yesterday, he was standing behind the podium as he talked about the new immigration, the merit-based immigration plan. So basically, 30 minutes of confrontation with the media, marked by one particular exchange that he had with the guy from CNN named Jim Acosta.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Jim Acosta had done is he asked Miller if the bill, which did prioritize this merit-based immigration over family reunification, went against the poem that is engraved on the base of the Statue of Liberty by Emma Lazarus, which says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe." Well, Miller points out correctly, he said, quote, "The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty lighting the world. The poem that you are referring to, which was added later, was not part of the original Statue of Liberty." Well, and being like members of the media who can be a little bit arrogant from time to time, I mean, they ended up having an almost 7-minute exchange back and forth, ends this way.
Flow of people into this country.
Yeah,
this
that
policy.
Is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said. And for you, that's still a really, the notion that you think that this is a racist bill is so wrong and so insulting. Jim, the reality is that the foreign-born population into our country has quadrupled since 1970. That's a fact. It's been mostly driven by green card policy. Now, this bill allows for immediate nuclear family members to come into the country.
Yada, yada, yada. But mm-hmm. I like the idea that he was able to say that was one of the most ignorant things you'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, and he wasn't the only one. I'm trying to find and see whether the sources deleted his tweet, but there was someone near and dear to us who also took offense to Mr. Acosta's statement.
Well, and that's,
and if I find it, I will share it.
Cool.
But I've got to scroll. Got to keep scrolling down my Twitter feed here.
But I mean, in the meantime, and you know, I believe for a long time that if you come here from another country, learning to speak English ought to be one of the things.
I mean, I think that's pretty important.
I understand you want to have an enclave for what you brought, your the family values that you have had or you brought here, and the traditions that you've had. But still, did you know that 22% of the German population right now is immigrant status? 22%. Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you ought to be able to support yourself and not go on the public dole when you walk into the country either.
That's absolutely another thing. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I know that makes us sound terrible and horrible and all that kind of stuff.
Right, because any other country you go to in the world, you know, they don't have a national language like we do, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they expect you to have a job if you're going to be taking government handouts. Of course other countries do this stuff. Nobody says anything about that.
And again, every day there's somebody who has been deported and has come back and done something they shouldn't do.
Right.
Almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, President Trump now pushing back on reports that he called the White House a dump. The assertion was made in...
How often is he even in there?
Well, yeah. Well, we had the story yesterday that this particular prep service wanted to lead with the fact that Golf Digest had the quote that Sports Illustrated had picked up. And when you're talking leading, cutting-edge politics, nobody does it like Golf Digest and Sports Illustrated.
Right.
But he had been in New Jersey at his golf club. And he had apparently said something, and the members had heard that, so that got picked up. So he said, I love the White House, one of the most beautiful buildings, homes that I've ever seen, but fake news said I called it a dump, totally untrue.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Don't know. In the meantime, Rick Perry is apparently the president's top pick for the new head of Homeland Security.
Oh.
Now, what's interesting is, see, he has already been approved for the position he holds right now, which is Secretary of Energy.
Right.
So they just do a little job swap, and he doesn't have to go through that process again.
Oh.
Then they go find a new person for Secretary of Energy.
And then who's going to lead that little energy summit in Houston in November?
I don't know. And who's going to get to speak to the Daikin people like he did last
week?
Yeah. So anyhow, but that's... And you know what? From the very first day when we had to name a Secretary of Homeland Security, you talk about a job that I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Oh, yeah.
One more thing you didn't think of.
That would be terrible.
Tom Ridge was the first one. You're going, what a job to have.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, the House and the Senate over there in Austin trying to agree on how to get an extra $212 million into the unfunded health insurance program for more than a million retired teachers in the state. So we'll see how that works. I have to say I've not been doing my job. I've not been in touch with John Rainey, but I'm going to try to get in touch with him this morning.
All right.
To see if we can talk later on this morning about how things are going over there, because, again, we're past the halfway mark. We don't want to have a second special session.
Right.
But we'll see if we can talk to him today about that. So did you find that other person?
No, I didn't. I bet they deleted it. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, got it. All right, 6:47.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you find fertilizers confusing, join the crowd. Finding the proper plant food for each plant in the landscape and garden can seem like a hopelessly confusing problem. Rejoice, gardener, I bring a simple life to you. I'm going to explain fertilizers and how you can choose the right plant food. It's a lot easier than you might imagine. I'll be back with details after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback, every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. To choose the right fertilizer, we have to understand a few basic terms. And bear with me now. It's not going to be difficult. You can do this. Analysis. Analysis is the fertilizer's list of contents by percentages. And it's three numbers. It'll be nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, respectively. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and they'll be listed as numbers, like 15-5-10, for example. That's a total of 30%. Percent, remember, those are percent, actual nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And those three elements have different functions in the landscape. Nitrogen promotes leaf growth and also new stem growth. Phosphorus is roots, flowers, and fruit. However, phosphorus often is present in very large quantities in clay soils, especially. And potassium is most important for summer and winter hardiness. That's the analysis. It's the actual percent content. Ratio is a term referring to the relative amounts of the three elements compared to one another. Now, let's use that 15-5-10 example that we had. If you divide that by 5, you get 3-1-2. That's the ratio of the fertilizer elements together. You simply divide by the lowest common denominator. So an 18-6-12 fertilizer is also 3-1-2. So is 21-7-14. Didn't know you were tuned into a math class, did you? This is simple math. Don't give up yet. Stay with me. Slow-release fertilizers are the rage currently, and that's because they stay around and give more sustained feeding. It's better for our plants. And if you look at the nitrogen, half or more of it should be in quality slow-release form. Your retail garden center can explain that to you and show it to you in the fine print. So you want the first number, half of that nitrogen, to be slow-release form, or more than half. Organic fertilizers are also increasingly important. That's a good trend. The various manures, blood meal, bone meal, fish emulsion, and other products of the life processes are all examples. One thing you have to remember with organic fertilizers is they have a very low analysis. The actual percent content of nutrients is very low, and they dissolve very slowly. So your plants may starve to death before they can get enough of the nutrition that they need, at least initially, until you build up the nutritional value of your soil. Those are some things to keep in mind when you choose fertilizers. I'm Neil Sperry, working with a landscape planner in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, longtime Texas A&M athletic staffer Mike Fitch has been named the new public address announcer for Aggie men's basketball. Over the years, Fitch has provided PA duties for every Aggie sport, most notably soccer, equestrian, baseball, and softball. After serving as a backup announcer for men's basketball last year, he became the primary PA voice for the last 8 games of the season. In college football, Oklahoma backup quarterback Chris Robeson has been dismissed from the program for violating team rules. Coach Lincoln Riley made the announcement in a news release. Robeson was rated a 4-star recruit by 24/7 Sports, ESPN, Rivals, and Scout. He participated in spring practice after enrolling at Oklahoma in January. Elsewhere, LSU coach Ed Orgeron says starting offensive lineman Maya Tahuma has been suspended indefinitely for a violation of team rules. Orgeron revealed earlier this week that Tahuma wasn't practicing when fall camp opened because of academic reasons. In Major League Baseball, rookie Austin Pruitt and three relievers combined on a 5-hitter, and the Tampa Bay Rays handed Dallas Keuchel his first loss of the season, beating the Houston Astros 3-0. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch on the loss.
A little better as the night went on, and after the first inning, he was pretty good. He's just a little unlucky. I mean, they didn't really hit the ball that hard. They, only a couple, but he found himself in some trouble and some extended innings, and then, finished with his best inning with the double play ball. So, all in all, I think it's a step forward for Dallas, getting back to where he needs to get to.
The Astros are hoping to split the series tonight as they face the Rays in Houston. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Joey Gallo hit another tape measure homer, and the Texas Rangers ended their homestand with a 5-1 win over the Seattle Mariners. Delino DeShields and Elvis Andrews also homered for Texas, which snapped a 4-game losing streak. Here's Coach Jeff Bannister.
No, we needed it. We need every win that we can get right now, and it's nice. Anytime you can get a win, and we're traveling out of here, get on a plane, go to Minnesota, and try to carry that momentum with us and see if we can't put a few more on the board.
The Rangers start a fresh 4-game series with the Twins tonight on the road. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m., and you can catch that action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, bad news out of Texans training camp yesterday. Second-year wide receiver Will Fuller has broken his collarbone and will be out indefinitely. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien on Fuller.
I mean, I'm concerned anytime a guy has to leave practice early. So, I'm always concerned about the safety of the players.
A first-round pick out of Notre Dame in 2016, Fuller injured himself while going up for a pass during practice. Tonight in Canton, the Dallas Cowboys are set to play in the Hall of Fame game. As luck would have it, it also comes on the same weekend that team owner Jerry Jones is set to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame.
I just am so thrilled specifically that this team, and we're getting to play that preseason game up there. It really meant a lot to me to think that our whole team will be there and actually going to attend the induction.
Kickoff between the Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals is set for tonight at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in Dallas, police say it's unlikely charges will be filed against a former Baylor football player who sent a series of fiery emails to the Dallas Morning News questioning coverage of his sexual assault trial. The Waco Tribune Herald reports Sam Akwachu continued to send emails to the DMN after it sent a cease and desist letter to Akwachu and his attorney. And out on the links, Martin Keimer is withdrawn from the PGA Championship next week because of a left shoulder injury. His brother Philip says the 2010 PGA Championship winner has inflammation in the tendon of his upper biceps and has been advised by doctors to step away from golf for 10 days. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Betamed about their recliners. Maria Rodriguez is with us to cover Wills, and Arbor Oaks is going to be represented with Eva Hutton. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Couple of minutes till Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, the new Florida is China. I mean, almost every day we have a story about some strange thing, like the people who put their kid in a locker at the swimming pool because they didn't want to put him in daycare or couldn't afford to.
Right.
But this one, here we go. China's cultural authorities are proposing a dress code for visitors to historic war memorials. Guideline aims to maintain a solemn atmosphere at registered historic sites such as military cemeteries, mass graves, or other memorials. In addition to being neatly dressed, visitors are also advised to refrain from, it says here, horseplay or speaking loudly. that's probably translated. I don't think Think the, do you think the Chinese have a word for horseplay?
Horseplay,
probably
yeah.
not. But I like the idea.
Well,
I like the
someone,
idea.
Someone at the big school would text us 979-695-1620.
That's right. Is there a Chinese? Is there a Mandarin word for horseplay?
For horseplay.
Yeah. yeah. So this will go farther, by the way, than what A&M requires that you take off your hat when
right.
you go in the MSC.
And they don't say no horseplay out there.
Right.
I guess you can have horseplay. All right. Let's have a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Well, we got some moisture out there in the atmosphere. It's a matter of can we get it all together and make it precipitate on us. That's what we'd like. 50% chance of rain today with a high of only 92. And actually, we have a chance of rain all the way through early next week. Winds out of the northeast right now, 3 miles an hour. It's 75 degrees. WTAW, College Station Bryan.